Hello, I'm Alex Riddell with a Wide World of Sports update. Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin is backing the idea of premiership rings being given to players, particularly those who don't play in premiership games. It comes following reports the AFL is exploring a plan which would see every player who played throughout the year in a premiership team in both AFL and AFLW given a premiership ring. Goodwin says they have had players play during the 2021 season when they won a flag who weren't recognised with premiership medals on grand final day.
Whether it be Nathan Jones, Neville Jetta, Jake Melksham, Adam Tomlinson, Jaden Hunt, guys that played 20 games, 10 games, 12 games, 8 games throughout that season that had enormous impact on our footy club for that season that weren't recognised. So I think it's a fantastic initiative.
Essendon coach Brad Scott says he's not able to confirm today whether Sam Drabble will be named in the side that will take on GWS at Marvel Stadium on Saturday. Drabble was left out of last weekend's squad with knee soreness. It comes after Drabble was called out for making what the club described as disrespectful comments about Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge, but Scott says they've moved on.
I love Sam. I love working with him. The opportunity is that I see as a coach of young men. You make a mistake and you learn from it and you acknowledge a mistake and move on. And I've even had a briefing that we put a media ban on Sam. We haven't put a media ban on Sam Draper.
The injury-ravaged Rabbitohs are refusing to wave the white flag. Sitting in last place on the ladder, the Bunnies have lost 4 players to injury this week, forcing the selection of 3 club debutants. 5'8" Cody Walker says they're determined to find winning form against the Dragons.
Just not happening for us at the moment. We're not getting that luck that's probably needed, but it is what it is. We'll put a side out there that'll go out there and fight to the death.
Manly Sea Eagles coach Anthony Seibold wants his side to show some self-restraint in tomorrow's clash with the Dolphins in Brisbane. They're coming off the back of a disappointing loss to the Raiders, giving up a 24-6 second half lead at home. Seibold says they need to learn to pick their moments of when to put their foot down.
It's almost like a cricketer coming out and trying to hit a six off every ball. We're trying to score off every set at times because we've got some weapons, but we just need to manage games a little bit better. But it's that happy medium, right? Because we've got so many threats, we want to use our weapons.
The New South Wales Women's Origin side has been announced with a new-look halves pairing for next Thursday's opener in Brisbane. Eels halfback Rachel Pearson will play alongside Roosters star Corbin Baxter, who hasn't played in Origin since 2021. Blues coach Kylie Hilda says she had some tough decisions to make.
Coming up with this final 20 has been really, really difficult, but the girls that we've selected, I'm really excited about that.
The Olympics will feel a little different this year for 2-time serving world champion Tyler Wright. She has officially been announced as one of 4 Australians to head to Tahiti for the Paris Games. Wright says she's been so accustomed to watching the Olympics from home.
I'm not going to lie, I spend a lot of time on the couch when the Olympics are on. I don't do anything when the Olympics are on. It's normally my 2-week break, which I kind of enjoyed a lot, so it's going to be different having to work.
Diego Maradona's stolen Golden Ball trophy, awarded for being named the best player at the 1986 World Cup, has been found and will be auctioned off in France next month. The auction house announced the trophy had resurfaced and they expect it to be sold for millions. In the NBA, Josh Giddey's Oklahoma City Thunder have beaten the Mavericks 117-95 in Game 1 of their Western Conference semi-final series, Giddey scoring 2 points, while the Celtics have beaten the Cavaliers 122-95. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.